Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. Each day we give conservatives good, bad, and crazy news. And with this insane news cycle, there's never been a better time to join us. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Lots of news today. I don't know if you guys saw in real time during the Martha McCallum show yesterday that John Ratcliffe held not a press conference exactly because there were no questions allowed, but he held a thing, an announcement, if you will, where he and Christopher Wray both spoke about how Russia and Iran are trying to interfere in our elections in the form of scam emails, which they are making look like they're from the Proud Boys, and they're very threatening. So they're basically like, vote for Trump or else. So they're sending these emails to people with legitimate email addresses, and they got legitimate email and voter information through nefarious channels. And so they're using that information to try to intimidate people into voting a certain way and to obviously cause a bunch of mayhem, which is what these crazy countries do. So that was the announcement. Now, what was great about it is that the Lincoln Project, which you know is headed up by Kellyanne Conway's creep, disgusting troll of a
like
husband.
Like Wayne Newton looking wannabe husband. Y'all so know gross. Him, right? He's very greasy.
George.
And very round.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what we're talking
he
about.
He just oozes. Like, you just can tell that he just oozes
things
all the time.
It's like you push him, like grease comes out, you know?
Yeah. So.
I mean, we're not trying to be mean. We're just.
I mean, I kind of am.
We're not trying
that guy is horrible.
We're not trying to be mean, but he really deserves it. That guy
is awful. Uh-huh. Anyway, he is part of a major part of the Lincoln Project, and they fell for it, you guys. So they had tweeted out, I guess yesterday or the day before, they said, the Proud Boys are attempting to scare voters away from the polls. This is punishable by up to a year in jail, and it's a blatant attempt to prevent people from voting. Let's find them and make them famous.
You know what? The reason that they didn't do any due diligence, any checking at all, is because their brains are infected with the TDS. It's like mad cow disease. You know when it just eats your brain?
Is that what that does?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's Jacob Creutzfeldt disease. That's what mad cow is. And it, like, it really does. Like, if you open up somebody's brain, it really does, like, eat your brain.
Holy crap. I didn't know that that's what that did.
Yeah, it's very interesting, actually. Anyways, but TDS, I'm convinced, does, like, it eats your brain. I'm pretty convinced these people, they're just so consumed with hate that they can't think straight. Like, they don't do any research. They don't do any due diligence. These guys are just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and retweet that.
And notice how quick they were to see, oh, see? I mean, we're not going to do the due diligence because this makes the Proud Boys look bad. Therefore, it makes Trump supporters look bad. So, therefore, we're just going to tweet about it. They would have never done this. They would have never rushed to tweet about this had it been like a scam email from Antifa. You know what I mean? Or BLM. They would have never done this.
Mm-mm.
And so, immediately. Okay, so this was up, right? This tweet was up. And then about 10 minutes after that Ratcliffe announcement ended, it was gone. It had been taken down. But of course, the internet lives forever, right? So a lot of people had screenshot it. And so, you know, we have it still. And we posted it at chicksontheright.com. So they fell for it. They suck. And so does Iran. And so does Russia. All of them suck. Also, can I just show you? This was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Chris Cuomo is a dumbass.
So he, you guys, how many times has he been on TV demanding that people wear masks?
That would be all the time!
All the time!
All the time!
And now, he's getting threatened with a $500 fine by his apartment building. He refuses to wear masks. And it's not just that he's been seen, like, through surveillance without one. Uh-huh. He's been asked repeatedly to wear one, and he won't.
You know what's interesting? This is like the new elitism, right?
Yeah.
The mask thing is the new liberal elitism. This is what they do. It's like, mask for thee, but not for me.
Right.
This is what Nancy Pelosi did, and Dianne Feinstein did, and you know all these other people who are so like, you have to wear a mask, but I don't. And Chris Cuomo is a perfect example of this. It's kind of like with the whole, you know, COVID thing. Like, he's so, you have to do all these things, but when I actually had COVID, I was out there at the Hamptons getting in a fight with some guy at a house. You remember that? He was out doing all the things and just gallivanting. And then he's preaching to everybody else about how the president shouldn't get in a car with, you know, Secret Service. Remember, he was like losing his crap that. And then he was out with his out amongst all the minions, you know, infecting everybody else. Right.
And what's hilarious about this is that it isn't as if, like, as a news person, and of course I use that term loosely with him, it's not like he was just reporting a couple times, here's what the CDC recommends. He lectured us. He lectured his viewers repeatedly about how dare they not wear masks. This is basic courtesy to your fellow citizens. I mean, it was a lecture. So that's why this is extra delicious, that he might be fined for actually not doing the thing that he's lectured all of us to do.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. I mean, it's. Wow. I think that's probably.
God, what a jerk.
It's pretty apropos.
You guys heard all the Rudy stuff?
Rudy Giuliani.
So, Borat has a new movie coming out, and he apparently pranked Rudy Giuliani. And so the word on the street yesterday from the little clips, I guess, that were released is that there are still photos that are ostensibly from the video where Rudy is lying down on a bed in a hotel room and he's got his hand down his pants. So it's blurry. I mean, you know, but that's clearly.
So somebody took it like in a mirror. Is that?
Or they just took a screenshot from the video.
Okay.
And so the girl that is kind of standing over him or, you know, standing next to the bed is just a model, right? She's like this 24-year-old model. But in the prank, Borat had Rudy Giuliani believing that she was a conservative news reporter. And so apparently there's some flirtation going on. And you're led to believe from the news reports yesterday that it got heated enough where he was laying on the bed and like thinking that he was going to get down and dirty with this girl. So as he's got his hand in his pants, Borat busts in and says, "She's only 15. She's only 15." And Rudy, like, you know, obviously is startled and leaves. And so everybody's like, "Oh my God, this is such a big deal because Rudy was going to sleep with an underage girl." There is literally no evidence, zero evidence, to suggest in any way that Rudy would have ever thought she was 15. So that part of the prank is a bust, right? Like, that doesn't work.
Aren't his people saying that he was miking up? Isn't that what they're saying?
He's saying, like, because I checked this morning to see what he was saying about it, and he's like, "This is such utter bullcrap. I was literally tucking my shirt in. That's what I was doing."
Yeah, I thought that I heard that his people were, some of his people were saying that he was miking up.
Or he may have been taking it off.
Yeah, because like
they snake it up there.
Because we've been in TV situations where I have literally been half undressed miking up. Not that, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. But if they're saying that he was miking up or somehow getting miked or whatever, I mean, you do have to. I've had dresses on. We've had guys who like will come up to us and say, "Are you comfortable with me unzipping your dress all the way down to mic you up?"
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to do that. I don't know what was happening in that room, but if
I guarantee you, once this actually comes out and like people see the whole thing, it'll be such a total letdown.
Yeah,
and they're just using this for headlines, right? Because
totally.
They want it to look like Rudy is a complete creep, and maybe he is. I don't know, but he wasn't doing anything illegal. If he thought that was a young reporter who'd obviously been through college or whatever, and he thought she was in her 20s and she was down to clown, whose business is it of ours for him to not do it? I don't care. I don't care who Rudy sleeps with.
And moreover,
they're trying to spin it like he's some sort of child porn guy, when clearly that is not the case.
And moreover, like, this is what you do to make a living.
I mean, seriously.
Sacha Baron Cohen, like, this is what you do. You basically try to do this to people.
Mm-hmm.
You go out there and you bait conservatives, and you, like, try to get them to do things. You try to put them in situations like this just so you can appear funny?
See, somebody's like, he wanted to get laid, the truth is going to come out. And so what? So what if he did? That doesn't excuse Borat from trying to make it look like he was seducing a 15-year-old girl. Even what has come out does not show any indication of, like, force or anything or coercion. Literally nothing. The whole reason, if there was any kind of sexual stuff about to happen, it was because the girl came onto him. That was part of the prank. Oh my God. So anyway, that's a thing that's happening today. So, and I have every reason to believe that the whole thing is going to come out, and he's not married.
He's not married.
I think he might be
divorced. Somebody said he's not married.
It doesn't even matter. I mean, yeah, if he's a sleaze and he cheats on his wife, whatever. None of that is really important in the grand scheme of the things that he is trying to shed light on, which is this Hunter Biden stuff, which no one will talk about. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. Rudy, as of this morning, or maybe even last night, he has already come out to deny it. Has Joe Biden denied anything? No. He has said, this is all a smear campaign. Well, that's not a denial, okay? Hunter, where's Hunter? Hunter hasn't come out to say, that was not me. Or Hunter and Joe have not come out to sue anyone, right? They haven't sued anyone over all of this
Because it's his laptop.
Exactly.
It's totally his laptop.
Because everything that those emails are uncovering is absolutely true.
Because there's a bunch of crap on it.
Otherwise, it would be like libel, slander, all the lawsuits.
There's a bunch of nasty stuff on that laptop, and people are covering for them.
So this is all just a big ploy to hurt Rudy's credibility by making it look like he's some sort of like a pedophile, when there is literally no evidence of that whatsoever, and people are running with it.
Deflect. It's like, it's so typical of Democrats. It's them saying, this is what you're doing, when right in front of our faces, right out in the open, it's exactly what they're doing. And they get cover. They get cover every day.
It's unbelievable to me that, like, still, even now, that by the way, the FBI apparently had Hunter Biden's laptop. The laptop was linked to now FBI money laundering investigation. So that is the latest about that. Multiple federal law enforcement officials confirmed the authenticity of those documents about it being investigated tied to money laundering. That's a fact. And is anyone covering it? No. No one is covering it.
Yeah, you're right. Somebody said Dems have a different set of rules. They absolutely do. They absolutely have a different set of rules. Just ask big tech.
And imagine then what happens if Joe Biden were to win. Mm-hmm. Imagine how dangerous that that makes the country for everybody.
Yeah.
When they have a completely different set of justice.
I can't believe anybody's okay with this. Happened to the Babylon Bee the other day, you guys. Look what happened to them. They got demonetized because they dared to use an old Monty Python, like, reference. And they made fun of Mazie Hirono. You can't make fun of Mazie Hirono.
Who is literally the dumbest senator that there's ever been.
You can't make fun of her. Oh, my God, we're going to demonetize you. It's freaking insane what's happening in this country. Conservatives are being shut down all over the place because you dare to dissent.
Or you want the news about, like, factual things that are happening.
You ask for the facts, and they shut you down. They demonetize you. They ruin you. They cancel you. This is what's happening. We have become China, is what's happened.
Oh my God, getting like high blood pressure right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what he does. This is what this guy does. He baits people, because this is his pathetic excuse for a living, right? Is he baits people into these things. I heard Dana Loesch talking about it yesterday on her show, and she was talking about how she's gotten letter after letter. She's smart enough. I mean, listen, it's not to discredit really Rudy Giuliani and his smarts, but Dana has gotten baited into this. He tried to bait Dana, and he sent her letters about how, listen, we want to award you with this Israeli something or other, and you're going to get this giant award. And she was like, this doesn't sound right. Because, I mean, I've said nice things about Israel, but I don't think I deserve an award. She started snooping. It took her about 40, 45 minutes to figure out that this was a scam, and it's Sacha Baron Cohen. And so after he kept sending her letter after letter after letter, trying to bait her.
Wow.
And she said, I'm not falling for this. She's like, you're full of shit.
Oh my God.
And so she said, no, I'm not going to fall for your, I'm not doing this. I'm not falling for your crap. He tried to bait her. I mean, this is what he does. He tries to bait conservatives. He hates conservatives. He tries to bait them. He's a pathetic loser. He's a pathetic... This is his life. Like, what is your life, dude? What is your life? Where this is what you do for a living. This is what you do. You try to trick people into getting into situations to make them look like something they're not. Like, what is wrong with your head? This is what he does for a living. He's not even a comedian. It used to be that he was an actor and a comedian. That's not a life. Like, what do you... Wow.
Yeah.
Like, there's something wrong with that guy. That's what he does. So anyway, she talked about that yesterday. She's like, I didn't fall for it. I mean, I vet everything. She's like, I have folders of everything. I keep everything. She's kind of like Mock. Mock has, she keeps everything.
I do.
She's a pack rat. She's a crazy pack
rat. I'm not a hoarder.
No, she's not a hoarder, but she keeps
records.
She keeps files on everybody.
I have my tax returns from like 1983.
Yeah, and she's got records of everybody that we've ever worked with. She knows, she has files on everybody. You know, she's like, wait, I remember that name. And then she'll go back and she's like, oh, yeah, this is this guy from 2010, you know, and this is the thing. This is the thing. And Dana was talking about that yesterday. And she's like, I didn't fall for it. Thank God she didn't fall for it. Right. I mean, because people do. And Rudy was probably he was baited. It sucks. But he was baited into that room. And that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That really sucks. It sucks because people take advantage of other people, and shame on him for doing that to Rudy Giuliani.
And I'm sorry, but am I supposed to be mad that, like, he may or may not have been down to clown with a really hot 24-year-old girl who was acting like she wanted him? I'm going to give him a pass for that, you guys, because that's probably not something that happens terribly often to Rudy Giuliani. Just saying. All right, what else? What else is happening? So the Rudy scandal is happening. Oh my God,
Carol Baskin is a bisexual. I don't know. I'm just gonna put some levity in the conversation.
I was gonna talk about Chelsea Clinton.
You can talk about Chelsea. Chelsea's an idiot.
She's so much an idiot.
I swear to God,
she is trying to say, and we're gonna play this on our radio show today from 9 to 11 on WIBC.com.
I mean,
she is trying to say. She's trying to say.
I can't believe this is actually a
that
thing.
Trump cannot get over.
He can't.
His obsession with her mom.
He's obsessed, you guys. He can't let it go. What planet am I living on? What planet?
Oh my God.
Talk about projection. Like, I can't with this.
Her mom cannot believe that she lost an election.
She won't let it go. She won't move on.
She will not let it go.
It's like this woman will not get over it and move on. And Chelsea's like, he's obsessed with my mom. He's just obsessed with her.
What in the world?
It's like, oh my God, stop.
It's just so dumb. So dumb for real. Mm-hmm. Also, tonight is the debate. So that normally would have been like the very tippy top thing that we would talk about today. But like that pales in comparison to all the other crap that's going on, right?
Who's excited She's about right. the debate? Raise your hand.
I'm not
excited about it.
You're not? Okay. Because, like, but remember before we were, like, so stoked about debate night,
and now. Not excited at all.
I mean, with the mute button and with just how awful and the chick, this moderator is.
What's her name? I keep blocking her name out of my head.
Kristen Welker.
Thank you. Kristen Welker is a huge Democrat, ultra lib. Her parents, I mean, like, I talked about this on the show, I think, on Monday. Her parents gave $20,000 to the Obama campaign. She's given tons of money to Democrats. Tons. She's given. Like, listen, I'm one of those people where I'm a big Republican, right? But I've never given thousands of dollars to campaigns. Have y'all? Like, this is... But she has. So I feel like that's kind of a...
That's a tell.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a tell.
I mean, she's given lots and lots of money to campaigns. Mm-hmm. Her parents have given giant donations. She is an ultra, ultra liberal. She spent Christmas at the White House with the Obamas.
That was in 2012, I think.
Yeah. I feel like that is sort of a grounds for her not to be a moderator for a freaking debate. But, you know.
It's just us.
You know, I mean, it's not like I get to decide these things. So this is why I look at these debates and I'm just like, I give up. I mean, there's never going to be anybody who's any bit of useful.
I do think it should just be half and half, like where we get literally somebody like Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow.
I think it should be Tucker and Rachel.
Okay, whatever.
Tucker,
I'm just saying, I think we should have like a far right person and a far left person asking questions of the opposite candidate together. You know what I mean? That should be the debate format.
Because I want Tucker to be able to go after Biden.
Oh my God.
I think it would be a thing of beauty and I'd pay to see it.
It would just be really, that would be a very spirited debate.
Yeah. And I would pay to see that.
And I feel like somebody like Rachel Maddow and Tucker or Sean or whoever, they would be able to clamp down on from it getting out of control. I feel like they would be able to be like, you guys need to,
like, shut up. Shut your yapper. Yeah. And also, you know, the fact that they're not going to be, this chick is not going to ask about foreign policy or the economy. Like, we've already heard answers to all the questions about stapling money to the clouds. I can't take another question about the climate. I don't care about the weather, okay, lady? Like, enough with that crap. Can we hear something about foreign policy, and can we hear something about the economy? And the reason she's not asking is because he succeeded in those places.
Yeah, she doesn't want to help him out at all.
She doesn't want to help him, you know? So she's like, well, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about it at all. Well, that's great for Democrats, right? I mean, this is all just the biggest bunch of BS.
The only thing that's good about the muting during the two-minute answering period is that Joe Biden has much more of a chance to just let himself hang. Because when Trump interrupts him, it doesn't help Trump, right? Joe Biden, when allowed to speak at length, always sounds like a complete idiot. So to the extent that we can just let him do that to himself, I think that's a good thing, as long as they don't use the mute button for the rest of the time. It's only for those two-minute answer questions, but then when they start to actually debate, they need to be allowed to debate. And that's why I'm not excited about tonight, because I just don't feel like that's going to happen. I don't feel like they're going to be allowed to actually spar. And that's what people need to see. I mean, in a measured way, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not excited. Anyway, we gotta go.
It's gonna be a huge disaster.
It's gonna be a huge disaster.
So everybody just grab your chocolate and your beer. Because it's gonna be on.
It's gonna be some crazy
time. It's gonna be bad, you guys.
Yeah. But we'll be here previewing it.
Yeah.
Either here or WIBC. At WIBC's Facebook page, or hopefully both. Hopefully both. We'll be here.
And there will be nothing about Hunter. Not one thing.
I mean, Trump will make sure to bring it up.
He'll bring it up, but then Joe will be like, "Don't, you're just ridiculous.
You're smearing.
Don't go after my son who has a drug problem. You have no empathy." That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
This is how they're painting all of us. We have no empathy for a guy with the drug problem. Seriously, this is how they're doing it. Oh my God.
It's like trying to cut down conversation about Joe's mental decline by saying we're all making fun of his stutter.
Yeah.
He hasn't even had a stutter since he was way, way, way younger.
How dare you make fun of my baby son who's 50? How dare you do that? You have no empathy, Republicans.
Kids are off limits.
Kids are totally off limits. My kid who's 50. You guys bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it in, everybody.
Oh, sending out books today. If you've ordered a book, it's going out today. Today!
Yay. You guys have a great day.
Bye!
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter, host of the Sarah Carter Podcast. Everywhere you look these days, we're seeing an aggressive effort to destroy what made America great, tearing down our history, attacking our freedoms, and canceling any person who dares to cross the progressive speech police. We cannot stand by and let this happen. It's time for the silent majority to become the unsilent majority. Join me on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, where I was a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. Why the need to remake country music and into what? From there, I looked at art. Art under the guise of totalitarian regimes is so interesting because it seems that Beyonce is doing exactly what totalitarian regimes want done with art. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.